The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, mighty and immortal, you know that as fragile creatures surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves stand upright. Give us strength of mind and body so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Please be seated.
Jesus was a little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus was a little children of the world.
A reading from Isaiah. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor, Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 103 responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases?
Who redeems your life and grave and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy?
Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's?
O Lord, you provide vindication and justice for all who are oppressed.
You made known your ways to Moses and your works to the children of Israel.
Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, "I tremble with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things. So that we cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for indeed our God is a consuming fire. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him, and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord. Sunday was always a special day at our house when I was growing up. That day had a rhythm all of its own. No one went to work on Sunday. No one went to school on Sunday. Sundays were different. They were special. In the early years of my life, we always went to my grandparents' home after church. And for a little visit, we went to the noon service. My mom always called it the service for the drunks and the lazy. I'm not sure what part I fit in on that. I was 8 years old, so I was probably the lazy side. But we would go to church at noon and then go to my grandparents' home for a few minutes after church to visit with them a little bit, and then go home for an early afternoon dinner. My mom always put something in the oven before we went to church. So when we came home, we'd have our roast beef or whatever the tradition was. Maybe you grew up with a Sunday pattern too, doing exactly the same things every single Sunday. Well, what about today? You know, the Jewish tradition is to keep the Sabbath on Saturday. Most Christians keep Sunday as that holy day. But how do you keep the Sabbath on this day? Is there something that makes the Sabbath day special for you? Maybe we need to look at what's the meaning of this in the first place. Today's reading from Luke's Gospel answers this question head on. We might read this story as a clash between a liberal and a conservative understanding of the law. The synagogue leader took very seriously and quite literally the law regarding the Sabbath. There were lots of laws regarding the Sabbath, what you could and could not do. But Jesus contends that there's a deeper reason, a deeper intent about keeping those laws, and that is about the welfare of those in need. You don't need to keep the laws just for the sake of keeping the law, but rather you keep the law for the greater intent of the law, for whom the law is to serve. If keeping the law means caring for someone in need, then the choice is easy. We break the law in order to keep the law. We break the literal meaning of the law in order to keep the deeper intent of the law. But I think that there's more than just this clash between conservative and liberal interpretation of the law. We have to go deeper into the meaning of the Sabbath law, into the very beginning of the Sabbath law. There are two traditions concerning Sabbath. One of them comes from the book of Exodus in chapter 20, and that talks about the Sabbath, connecting it to the first story of Genesis, of the creation story, connecting it to that story that God worked on 6 days creating all of the world, and then on the seventh day, God rested. So God rested, therefore we should rest too. And not only we, but all of our households and all of our animals as well. So that first understanding of the Sabbath comes from that connection to creation. But there's another Sabbath tradition that is in the fifth chapter of Deuteronomy. And that takes its Sabbath not from the story in Genesis of creation, but that takes the sense of Sabbath from the Exodus story. Sabbath is linked to freedom, to liberty, to release from bondage, from deliverance from captivity. And this is the Sabbath tradition that Jesus is operating from. He looks at this situation. He talks about liberating, untying, setting free. He reminds the crowd, this is the reason that we have the Sabbath, to set free, to untie. The law allows that, and not only allows that, but demands that. Every seventh day, everything is set free. Every seventh year, everything is set free. The Sabbath. Here's this woman who has been healed. She was bound. She was unfree, tied up by this spirit that held her. Jesus said, bound by Satan. He uses this phrase to call, he never calls her by name, but he calls her the daughter of Abraham. The only place in Scripture in the New Testament that we get this phrase, a daughter of Abraham. He gives her this rank, this high status, and says, and this daughter of Abraham is tied up, bound, and now released. That's the purpose of Sabbath. Jesus is saying, isn't this the reason that we have the Sabbath? To set free what has been bound. But this woman, as Vicar Joshua talked about with the children, this woman who was bent out of shape is not the only one who was impacted by Jesus' understanding and acting on that understanding of the Sabbath law. The synagogue leader is also bound and bent out of shape. One, physically and visibly bent over. The other, spiritually bent, misshapen. We don't know. Luke doesn't tell us if the synagogue leader was released, unbound, set free on that Sabbath day. Luke doesn't tell us what happened. If he kind of came to his senses, if he was released from that tight binding of that particular interpretation of the law, or if he was released too from what was binding him, holding him down. What about the touch of Jesus' hand today? What about those who feel that hand of the Lord upon them? We recognize the grip of addiction that bends people out of shape as they try to find a release from the pain of simply living. We might understand the knots of depression that hold people bound in sadness, or shame, or self-doubt. What about the weight on your shoulders? What about the weight that bends you out of shape, that holds you bound? Is it possible for you to be set free by Jesus? This gospel says the good news is yes, of course. This woman in the gospel story doesn't come to Jesus asking for healing. Jesus sought her out. He called her and brought her to him. She didn't come there looking for healing. Jesus set her free because he chose to set her free. In Jesus, God is doing all of that for us. God doesn't wait for us to come to some understanding about our misshapen spirits. God meets us where we are, in our bent over, tightly bound, unfree selves. And Jesus takes it all to the cross and commands it to be liberated, to be set free, to be released. So I come back to this question, what is the Sabbath for? We have this commandment to keep it holy, to make it a day of rest, to make this a day for God. But I think there's something else at work here too. Sunday isn't only about what we do for God, coming here, praying, remembering the Sabbath. But the Sabbath is also about what God does for us. What God does for us on this Sabbath day. God meets us and transforms us. God unties us, unbinds us, sets us free, bids us to stand up straight. I think it's very interesting as we read that passage in Scripture that Luke says, here is this woman who is unable to stand up straight. And Jesus walks up to her and says, stand up straight. The very thing that she couldn't do, her identification, here's this woman, she's bent over. Here is this woman, she cannot stand up straight. And Jesus comes to her and says, stand up straight. The very thing she couldn't do. What is it in your life? What is the very thing that you cannot do? Where are you bound? Where are you tied up? Where are you unfree? And that's the very place that Jesus says to you, stand up straight. The very fear that you have is the fear that Jesus takes away. That very tightness that is around your soul, that fear that holds you bound, is exactly where Jesus comes to meet you and take that away, to free you on this Sabbath day. We gather on our Sunday by Sunday, and we start our service at the font, and we remember our baptism. We hear the words of absolution and forgiveness. We remember that we are set free. We remember that we are claimed by God as the children of God. As we stand and think of our baptism, think of that font, hear those words of forgiveness, we are set free. We hear God's word, and we stand with others, some others who are still bound, who are not free, some who are remembering that they have been made free in healing. We bring our prayers for all the world and for so many who are weighted down with physical ailments, with spiritual burdens. We rejoice in the nourishment that we take from this table, where we receive a foretaste of that feast to come, that feast of freedom, that feast of liberation. And we are set free. We are emboldened and unafraid. We are set loose and set loose on the world to bring that good news, to share that freedom that is ours. God meets us here in worship on this Sabbath and bids us to stand up and be free, bids us to be released from the weight of sin that pulls down our spirit, that prevents us from looking one another in the eye. Because when we are bent over, we only can see ourselves. We cannot look others in the eye. And we know that we will be back. We know that in a week, we need to be reminded again that we have been set free. We need to be reminded again that Jesus is stronger than our sin, that Jesus calls us to be set free, and that in Jesus Christ we can stand upright. The Sabbath day is about freedom, and it's about honesty. We can be honest about how we are bent, about how we are broken. We can be honest about how we are misshapen and self-concerned. The Sabbath day is a day that we are free to welcome Jesus, who sees us, who knows us in our misshapen selves, who loves us and calls us to come and to be made whole. Stand up and claim your freedom in Jesus Christ. Stand up and share that good news with all the world. Stand up and be released from what holds you bound. Amen. Stand up.